This is side 4 of the vocalized tutorial, continuing with section T.7, reading the PC screen. Thus, when you attempt to define Alt Escape as the read to end hotkey, all that happens is you exit the voice control panel. To solve this problem, before you press the Alt Escape key to define it as the read to end hotkey, press the grave accent key. This is the bypass key in review mode or in the voice control panel. It lets you use, for your own purposes, keys set for operating vocalize. Now, go to the beginning of the story and try your read-to-end hotkey. What makes Alt-Escape such a neat key for the read-to-end feature is another feature, cursor routing. At any time Vocalize is acting on the read-to-end hotkey, you can press Escape. Vocalize halts its reading and moves the application cursor to the last word spoken. If your speech synthesizer supports indexing, this process happens almost instantly, especially if you have a fast computer. Why would you want to use cursor routing? What if you are reading along and you find a word is mispronounced, or you just don't recognize it? For example, the word yacht. Some speech synthesizers pronounce this word correctly as yacht, others do not. After you hear a word you want to go back and take a second look at, just press the escape key. Vocalize suspends reading and puts the cursor on the beginning of the last word spoken, which may be a few words past the one you wanted to stop at. You can't react as quickly as can the PC. You can then hold down the control key and press left arrow repeatedly until you return to the word. You will hear the word spoken when your cursor lands on it. If you'd like to hear it again, press control W, the vocalize read word hotkey. If you would like to hear vocalize spell the word, press control W a second time. Pressing it a third time causes vocalize to spell the word phonetically. That is Yankee Alpha Charlie Hotel Tango. Alternatively, you can instruct Vocalize to spell the word for you by using the spell word hotkey, key 53. This key is undefined in VE.set. You have to define it in the same way we defined the reading hotkeys earlier. T.8 Reading Menus. The next screen, 3 of 6 in the Vocalize tutorial program, is a mock menu system. We will use Vocalize's ability to work with colors and light bars to master pull-down menu systems generally. Here is how the menu screen appears. Like the other tutorial screens, the menu screen is painted in bright green on blue with a gray border around the screen. Across line 2 of the left side are the words Files, Tools, and Help. They are separated by several spaces and appear much like a pull-down menu system. The Files menu item is painted in bright white on green, making it stand out from the other menu items. We call this sort of highlighting a light bar. You can read the menu items just the same way you have been reading the Vocalize voice control panel. Move back and forth with the arrow keys. As you move, the light bar also moves, such that the menu item being spoken is the menu item shown in the light bar colors. Press Enter at any of the menu items. The tutorial program pulls down one of the three menus, which you can explore by pressing the up and down arrow keys. You can move from pull-down menu to pull-down menu, left and right with the left and right arrow keys. The menu bar moves with you, and the menu items are read by Vocalize as each is highlighted. This feature, too, is common to many menu systems. You can't, by the way, press the escape key to exit the pull-down menu system in the tutorial program. The escape key only exits the tutorial program, and you have to load it again. The way VE.set is already adjusted for working with light bars works just fine for working with the menu screen of the tutorial program. You will not always be that lucky. You will sometimes have to set a few Vocalize features to automate Vocalize as it is here. Why? Let's cause Vocalize to stop working so that we can see what makes it tick. Go to review mode by pressing the Alt key by itself. Hold down the Alt key and press F7. Vocalize displays its window definition dialog box. See section 13.7 of the user's guide for complete explanation of this menu. For now, move downward with the down arrow key until you come to the light bar foreground item. Press the delete key to change this setting to black. Move down one more item to the light bar background and do the same. You have just set the light bar color to black letters on a black background, an unlikely combination. If Vocalize looks for any text in the current window that matches this color, it will probably fail to find anyway. Press Escape to exit the window definition menu. Press Escape again to exit review mode. Press Control Backslash to display the Vocalize voice control panel. Go to Item 5, General. Move down this menu until you come to Item 5, Bar Track. It is set to Auto. Press Enter to turn this item off. Press Escape twice to exit the voice control panel and return to the menu screen. Now, try reading the menu system as you did earlier. You might as well not even have Vocalize. When you press the right or left arrow keys, Vocalize only voices a space. When you press up and down arrow keys, Vocalize reads the status line. Why? Because the application cursor is held on that line, the menu items are programmed to display and function without a cursor. The up and down arrow keys are defined as Vocalize cursoring keys to read the current line. The left and right arrow keys are defined to read character after. You can verify these settings by looking at entries 1, 3, 5, and 7 of the cursoring menu. Now that we have successfully broken it, let's go through a process of resetting Vocalize to work with our bogus tutorial menu system. Save VET.set through item 2 of the Files menu. Press Page Down and the Page Up key again to return to the menu screen to its original appearance. Press Control Backslash to display the voice control panel. Go to item 5, General, and press Enter. Now move down to item 5, Bar Track, and press the Enter key twice to reset it to Auto. Save your VE.set file through item 2 of the Files menu. Now, when you move around the menu system with the arrow keys, Vocalize reads the menu items as you need it to do. By setting Bar Track to Auto, you told Vocalize that there might be a light bar on the screen and to track it if it found one. When you began to press the arrow keys, Vocalize began to search the screen for a moving light bar. When it found one, it knew to read only the highlighted item. For a detailed explanation of Bar Track and how it works, see Section 13 of the User's Guide. T.9, Reading Records in a Database. Database management programs keep records of forms, much like a file folder. A typical business database record would contain customer identification data and the account information of one kind or another. Each record in a single database contains the same kind of information for each customer. Much like a printed form, a database record has fields to be filled in, one for customer name, one for address, one for city, one for state, one for zip code, one for account number, and so on. When you start a database management program and load the first record, the application cursor typically sits in the first field of the first record. Left of the cursor is what is called the field name, customer name perhaps. The cursor is usually sitting under the first character of the customer's name. The words customer name are the field name, and the name itself is the field data. Usually the field name and field data are shown in different colors from one another. To get an example of what a complete database record might look like, press Page Down to go to Screen 4 of 6. This screen shows a mock database record, which you can read but not type in. Typically in a database record, you can move from field to field with the Tab and Shift Tab keys. Try pressing the Tab key now. Did Vocalize say C36L2? This is because the Tab key has been set up to read the cursor position when it is pressed. In a word processor, this would probably be desirable, but here it is less informative. Press the Tab key again. This time it announces C54L2. You know that your cursor has moved from column 36 to column 54, but it would be preferable to know the field name instead. Here's how you can easily change the settings. Press Control Backslash to display the Vocalize voice control panel. Go to item 4, cursoring, and press Enter. Go to item 17 tab and press Enter. You are now in the cursoring key definition rotor. Press the space bar until Vocalize announces field data. Press Enter. You are now at item 18, shift tab. Set this item to do the same as in the rotor as did the tab key. Press escape twice to exit the voice control panel and return to the database record screen. Now when you move around in the database record with the tab and shift tab keys, Vocalize reads you the field data. This is fine if you already know the names of the fields, but you might want to hear the names of the fields, not the data. Or you may want to hear both the field name and the field data. This is why Vocalize has all three options available in the cursoring key definition rotor: field data, field name, and field name and data. Play around in the database screen, trying all three of these settings to see how they function. Save VE.set, rather VET.set, when you find the combinations you prefer. Database management programs show their records in a couple different ways. In most, the field names and field data are shown in colors different from one another. As you have seen so far in the database screen of the Vocalize tutorial program, now press Page Down to go to the next screen. screen. This screen is a database screen similar to the previous one, but the field names and the field data are separated only by a colon, but are both in the same color set, bright green on blue. Try pressing the Tab key here. Instead of reading the field name or field data, Vocalize beeps. This is to let you know that it can find nothing matching the type of information you've requested, i.e. no field name and no data. The problem can easily be solved as follows. Press Control Backslash to display the voice control panel. Go to Item 5, General. Go to Item 9, ASCII Field Name Separator, and press Enter. Vocalize prompts for an ASCII value to use as the separator. You have to key in the number of the character that your database manager is using to separate field name and field data. In our case, and in most cases, the character is a colon, ASCII 58. Key in the number 58 and press Enter. Press Escape twice to exit the voice control panel and return to the database screen. Now you can use the Tab and Shift Tab to move around the screen, reading as you go, just the way you did when the field name and field data were separated by different colors. For the sake of simplicity, we just gave you the ASCII value for the colon, but what if you need to know the ASCII value of another character? You can easily obtain the ASCII value of any character by placing your cursor on it and pressing the attribute ASCII hotkey, hotkey number 49. This key is undefined in VE.set. To find out the ASCII value of the colon, try this. Press the Alt key to go into review mode. Move your cursor to the left until you have placed it on the colon, which follows the name of the field you are in. Press Control Backslash to enter the voice control panel. Go to Menu 3, Hotkeys, and press Enter. Type 49 and press Enter to move to Menu Item 49. This is the attribute ASCII hotkey and is currently undefined. Press Control A. Vocalize moves you to Item 50. Press Escape twice to return to the tutorial screen. When you leave the voice control panel, Vocalize returns you to review mode and your cursor is still where you placed it on the colon. So press your new attribute ASCII hotkey, Alt-A, and listen to it announce, ASCII 58, bright green on blue. You now know that the ASCII value of the colon is 58. There will be times you will wish to know the color of the particular character, but in this case, this is extraneous information. T.10 Reading a Spreadsheet. A spreadsheet program is different from a database program in that the spreadsheet program keeps and displays its information in tables, so you can see all the data in a file at once, or at least cursor around in the file and not have to change records. Each program has its own appearance, but generally speaking, data are shown in columns and rows. Across the top of the spreadsheet are categories for the columns such as are shown on screen 6 of the Vocalize tutorial program. The first 3 months of the year. On the left side of the spreadsheet screen is a vertical list of more categories, such as rent, utilities, and computer. To read the data, you have to look downward from the month and to the right from the type of payment to find out how much was spent in each month for each bill. Columns are ordinarily labeled with letters of the alphabet. Rows are normally numbered. Column and row letters and numbers don't typically show up in the headings because this would expand the size of the column, leaving less room for data. So spreadsheet programs often show in their status lines which column and row coordinates are active. When you pressed page down to get to screen 6 of the Vocalize tutorial program, Vocalize should have read line 24, the program's status line. At the end of our first lesson, we set VET.set to use page down as the cursoring key to read window 2, which corresponds exactly to the status line. You may have noticed when the status line for screen 6 was voiced, the expression A1 came between the phrases spreadsheet screen and screen 6 of 6. The A1 tells that the active cell is defined by the coordinate of column A at row 1 of the spreadsheet. Each time you press an arrow key, the active cell changes and the status posting changes with it. How are you supposed to know? You weren't, unless, that is, a Vocalize hyperactive window happened to be set to monitor for changes in the exact area containing the status line posting of the cell position. Let's set up a simple hyperactive window to keep you up to date on what cell of the spreadsheet is active. Follow these steps to set up your hyperactive window. Press page up and then page down to restore the spreadsheet screen to its original appearance. Press the Alt key to go to review mode. Press the F2 key in order to use the full screen. Press the letter F, meaning find. Vocalize prompts enter pattern to find. type in A1 and press the Enter key. Vocalize says C31 L24. This is where the cell indicator is positioned and is therefore the beginning of the area we want to use for our hyperactive window. Press the key combination Shift F3. Vocalize prompts for the letter of the hyperactive window you want to set. None of them have been used, so we'll choose F for no particular reason. Press the letter F. Press Shift F5. Vocalize announces top left, meaning that the top line and left column of hyperactive window F have been set to the position of the review cursor. Press right arrow once to move the review cursor to the number of the row position posting. Press Shift F6 to set the bottom line and right column of hyperactive window F to the review cursor position. The coordinates of the hyperactive window have now been set. Press Shift F7. This displays the hyperactive window definition menu, which we are not going to discuss in detail here. For complete discussion of this menu, see section 14.3 of the user's guide. When you first enter the menu, hyperactive window F will be switched off. Switch it to hyperactive by pressing the space bar once. Press Enter. The next item requires you to decide whether the hyperactive window should interrupt speech in progress when the window sees what it is looking for. Press the space bar to set this item to no. Later, speech will be in progress that you don't want to have the hyperactive window interrupt. Press Enter. Now it is time to tell the hyperactive window what to watch for within its tiny space of two screen columns on one line. The menu item, as you just heard announced, is Trigger On, and lucky you, the default setting is the one you want, Any Change. This means that any time hyperactive window F sees something change in its tiny world, it is going to trigger. We say also Fire. Press Enter. The next item on the menu calls for you to decide what hyperactive window F should do when it does fire. Lucky you, again. The item is already set to Speak a Window. Press Enter. Vocalize prompts for the window to speak, which is already set to Window F. Press Enter. Press Escape once to exit the hyperactive window definition menu. You are prompted Update Snapshot for the hyperactive window, Y/N. Press Y and Escape to exit review mode. Now, every time you press one of your arrow keys, the spreadsheet program will change the active cell posting, and because there is a change in the contents of the hyperactive window you just created, Vocalize will announce the new cell position. Spreadsheets can get extremely complex. The one in our example is simple for the sake of easy communication. To get a better idea of what the spreadsheet screen looks like as a whole, read Window 0 on the spreadsheet screen by pressing the key combination Alt-0. The place where the active column and row intersect is called the active cell in a spreadsheet record and is typically displayed in a light bar, bright white on green in our case. The rest of our record is shown in bright green on blue. You can move around the spreadsheet screen and hear the contents of each cell by pressing the arrow keys. You can, that is, if you still have bar track set to auto. At item 5, bar track of the general menu. But what good does that do you? You need to know the months and expenses that each of these dollar figures represent. For that, Vocalize has a special feature known as float windows. Float windows are fully described in section 15 of the user's guide. Working with float windows takes more steps than working with other Vocalize features, and there is much to explain about float windows. So for the sake of brevity, we are going to have to ask you to simply follow instructions, accept with faith much of what we say, and try some new features to see how they work. When you read the user's guide in detail, you will better understand the whole process of what we are going to do in using float windows to read a record in a spreadsheet. In this final and graduating lesson of the Vocalize tutorial, we are going to do the following. Designate window 3 as a float window to read the active column label. Designate window 4 to read the active row label. Chain windows 3 and 4 together so that any time you read window 3, window 4 will also be read immediately afterward. Define up, down, left, and right arrows as cursoring keys, first to read window 3, which in turn will read window 4, and then read the light bar. Again, the light bar designates the active cell. As you move around the spreadsheet with arrow keys, Vocalize will first read the month, then the place where the money went, then the money, or rather the amount of money. For example, March, computer, 900. If you are reading this section with audio tape, have the tape player nearby and be prepared to pause at the end of every step to take the prescribed action. Go to screen 6 of the Vocalize tutorial program. Press the Alt key by itself to go to review mode. press F3 to select the current window. Key in the number 3 and press Enter. If rather than press F7 until Vocalize announces float. Window 3 is now a float window whose boundaries will change as the light bar changes. At this point, it would be helpful to know where on the screen the Window 3 information is located. Move to the top of the screen by pressing Control Page Up. Read the top line by pressing Control L or simply L. This line contains only the top border of the box, so Vocalize says nothing. Press Enter or down arrow to move to the next line. You should hear January, February, March. If you don't, try pressing Control L to read the line. This is the information we want Window 3 to read. When the light bar is under the word January, we want Window 3 to contain the word January. When we move to the right, we want Window 3 to contain February, etc. Since the left and right coordinates of Window 3 will float relative to the light bar, we don't need to know exactly where on the line each word is, but we do need to know which line this is. Press the space bar. Vocalize says C1 L2, so our months are displayed on line 2 of the screen. Press F4. Vocalize displays the float window setup screen. Though this screen has more items on it than has the box you have already worked with for setting up other kinds of windows, the idea is the same. You will be setting the left column, the top line, the right column, and the bottom line of the window. It's just that you will be setting the left and right columns to the beginning and end of light bar. When you get into the setup screen, you will be at the constant setting for the left column. You want to set the left column to the beginning of the light bar, so press the space bar once to achieve that setting. Press down arrow. Vocalize prompts for the top line, which is already set to constant. Press enter. Vocalize moves you to the new prompt and tells you the constant value is 1. Press enter again. Vocalize prompts you for the new constant for the top line. Key in the number 2 and press enter. Line 2 is the line which contains the column labels, the first 3 months of the year. Ignore the final offset item and press down arrow again. Vocalize moves you to the right column item, which is also set to constant, but you want the right column to end at the end of the light bar, so press the space bar twice. Vocalize announces end of light bar. Press down arrow. Vocalize moves you to the item for setting the bottom line. Press enter to accept the constant setting for this item. Vocalize moves you to the constant position and tells you it is set to 25. Press enter. Vocalize prompts for the constant value. Key in the number 2 and press enter. This is to be a window only one line high. Again, and always in this lesson, ignore the final offset item by pressing down arrow. Vocalize returns you to review mode. Still in review mode, press F3 and select window 0. It is very important that you do this. You have to have window 0 as the currently active window so that Vocalize can find the light bar which it needs to read your float window. Exit review mode by pressing the escape key. Read window 3 by pressing the key combination Alt-3. If it reads one of the months of the year, the one above the light bar, you have followed the above directions correctly. Move to the right with the arrow key and press Alt-3 again. Vocalize should read the heading of the column you move to. Save your work through item 2 of the Files menu. If it does not read the information correctly, go back and try again. Return to review mode and press F3 again. This time, select window 4. Press F7 repeatedly until Vocalize announces float. Before we set up the coordinates of window 4, we need to know where on the screen the information we wish to read is located. Window 4 will be used to read the budget categories, the row labels. Go to the top of the screen again and press Enter or the down arrow key until you hear the first row label, Rent. Move your review cursor to the first letter of the word. Press the space bar to find out where on the screen this is displayed. Vocalize should announce C2 L3. Since the row settings of window 4 will float relative to the light bar, we need to only note that the row labels begin in screen column 2. Determining where they end is a bit different. We could do it one of two ways. We could find the longest label and see where it ends, or we could see where the next item on the screen begins and assume that the labels end immediately before it. We'll use the latter method. We already know that the row labels are followed by dollar amounts under the January heading, so the J of January should be just beyond our row labels. To find where this is, we'll use the Find feature again. Press F. Vocalize prompts Enter pattern to find. Type in the beginning of the word January and press Enter. J-A-N should be more than enough. Vocalize responds C15L2. So we know that the J of January is situated in screen column 15. Our row labels then cannot extend beyond screen column 14. Press F4 to display the float window setup screen. This time we are going to give constant values to the left and right columns and let the top and bottom lines correspond to the beginning and end of the light bar. Thus, when you move up and down, Vocalize can read the row labels. Once you are in the setup screen, press Enter to accept the setting of constant for the left column. Vocalize moves you to the constant position item. Press Enter. Vocalize prompts you for the new position. Enter the number 2 because that is the column where the row label begins. Press Enter, then down arrow. Vocalize moves you to the setting for the top line, which is currently set to constant. Press the space bar once. Vocalize announces beginning of light bar. Press down arrow. Vocalize moves you to the setting for the right column. Press Enter twice. Vocalize prompts for the new constant position. Key in the number 14 and press Enter, then down arrow. Vocalize moves you to the setting for the bottom line, now set to constant. Press the space bar twice. Vocalize announces end of light bar. Press down arrow. Vocalize takes you back to review mode. Press F3 and select window 0. Press escape to exit review mode. Read window 4 by pressing the key combination Alt-4. Vocalize should read the row label of the active cell. Press up arrow or down arrow to move to another row and then press Alt-4 to be sure that Vocalize reads the label of the row you have moved to. Next, we have to chain windows 3 and 4 together so that when you read window 3, window 4 is also read automatically. Go back in review mode and select window 3 through the F3 key. Now press Alt-F7 to display the window definition menu. Press down arrow repeatedly until you come to the item that says window to chain read. Press the space bar until you get to 4. Press down arrow repeatedly until you get back to review mode. Select window 0 again by pressing F3, typing in 0, and then pressing the Enter key. Press Control backslash to display the voice control panel. Go to item 5 general and press Enter. Go down to item 5 and press Enter to turn bar track from auto to off. Press escape once to go back to the main menu. Go to item 6 files and save vet.set at item 2 save set. Go to item 4 cursoring and press Enter. Follow the following procedures at item 1 left, 3 right, 5 up, and 7 down. Press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the cursoring key definition rotor. Press the backspace key until you come to link. This setting on the rotor lets you set 2 commands, not just 1, for the cursoring key. Press Enter. Vocalize prompts for the first command. Press backspace or the space bar repeatedly until you come to speak window. Press Enter. Vocalize prompts for the window to speak. Key in the number 3 and press Enter. Vocalize prompts for the second command. Press backspace or the space bar repeatedly until you come to light bar. Press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the next item on the cursoring menu. After you have set item 1 left, you will be at item 2 control left. Move down one item to 3 right. After setting the right arrow, set the up arrow and finally the down arrow. Press Escape to exit the cursoring menu and return to the main menu. Go back to the Files menu and save your work a final time. It is always a good idea to keep saving your work as you go. That way, if you accidentally leave the tutorial program and have to start it again, you will still have your changes when Vocalize reloads the vet.set speaking environment. Press Escape 3 times to exit the Files menu, the Voice Control panel, and finally to exit review mode. Now when you press any of your arrow keys, the light bar representing the active cell will move and Vocalize will read first the column label, then the row label, then the data in the active cell. Finally, Hyperactive Window F will read you the new active cell position. This may have seemed like a lot of work, but soon you will catch on to these tasks routinely. What is more, you only have to work through these kinds of processes when you are first working with a new application program or want to change the way Vocalize works with an existing program. You don't have to do these multiple step tasks on a daily basis. T.11 Final Thoughts. Now that you have finished this tutorial, you have had experience with some of Vocalize's most basic and some of Vocalize's most advanced features. We hope you will go on to read and study the rest of the user's guide. It takes some time and effort, but the better skilled you become with using Vocalize, the more effective you will be as a PC user generally. You may even want to go through this tutorial, or at least parts of it, again to refresh your memory of new concepts and processes. Your time and efforts will be well spent. That is the promise of the GW Micro family. This concludes the reading of the Vocalize version 3.0 tutorial.